This podcast is a production of America Matters Media. Explore more episodes of this show and other great shows on the America Matters Media Podcast Network by visiting americamatters.us. Be sure to subscribe and leave a review at your favorite place to download podcasts. The views expressed in this show do not necessarily represent those of the company or its advertisers, although we think they should. But that's the opinion of America Matters Media.
Welcome to The Ron Edwards Show. Informative interviews, stimulating conversations, controversy. Prepare yourself. Here's Ron Edwards.
Your radio refreshment has returned. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. And welcome to this edition of the Ron Edwards American Experience. I know it doesn't say that at the beginning of the show, but we're going to be getting that fixed. I just had a bunch of new liners produced by a great guy here in the Detroit Metroplex, and we're going to be getting those ship-shape and to the mechanics of the show very soon. And so you will hear at the beginning the Ron Edwards American Experience, and some other great stuff is happening. Well, folks, we've had a really, really wonderful week of great few days in the beautiful, and I mean beautiful, city of Nashville, Tennessee, at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. Boy, I tell you, I was very impressed with the exhibits and the exhibitors. Many great people were there, still are there. It's still going on, I believe, until Saturday or Sunday. A lot of great Americans, you know, really great to run into folks that you know, and then some of them that have heard of you and this, that, and the other, and you've heard of them, and you get to meet face to face, and it's really a great thing. And so we can talk about that off and on during the show, but getting into the issues, we've got to get into what's going on. And in fact, later on in the show, we're going to have a talk show host extraordinaire. His name is Tim Tapp, as we tap into the truth quite often, along with Tim, and when he stops by for a visit, as I do so on his show as well. And so we're going to be talking to him about some issues and things like that. In fact, when he and I get together, we usually solve the world's problems. However, they don't listen to us, and things continue as they are, as it were. But we all know that things are going to be getting better soon. Donald Trump was elected our president, and he's been doing some great things for this country. Now, you've got this manufactured crisis, the coronavirus. Man, what a bunch of bull capital S with a hit. What a bunch of bull capital S with a hit. Yes, you heard that clearly, very clearly. They couldn't stop the Trump Express because our economy was going very well, and they were willing to ruin the entire planet economically just to take down Trump. The reason why is because the Trumpster is not a globalist pig. He believes in freedom of expression, freedom of Christianity, freedom to get back to constitutional values in our country, freedom for parents to raise their children in the way that they should go, freedom for you to run a business as you see fit and be able to unencumbered by too much government. See, there are two big battles going on. One, where on one side you have people that want to control us from cradle to grave and kill some of us prematurely. Because when you break down an economy and you put people in ruination like they've done in Venezuela, you shorten lifespans. Hospitals aren't working. They're not working. You don't have enough food. You don't have enough anything. So what happens? People get sick more. They die off. They live in just abstract poverty. And then here comes the government says, hey, I've got some food for you. You have to get into a mile-long line. And when you get to that, when you get up there and get your little handout, it's usually a loaf of bread, you know, the no good kind that's made with a plaster of Paris, that white bread, and cheese. Maybe you get a block of cheese or something. Other than that, down in Venezuela, they're hunting, you know, little creatures that crawl about in the nighttime. But really, this is what the left wants to do. And folks like Trump and others believe that, hey, we're supposed to live for our own sakes or live according to Christian beliefs, you know, as we see fit, as individuals. We're sovereign individuals, and we're to make choices for our own lives. We're not supposed to have big, fat nanny goat government bossing us around. That's not the way God designed it. He didn't. He gave us brains. Yes, he gave us brain matter. And we're supposed to figure things out. That's why we build cities. We build hospitals. Actually, if we lived right, we wouldn't need as many hospitals. But that's another big story we could get into sometime. Do we really need hospitals or do we not? I say not. But anyway, you know, the courts, many of the courts are still in the dark side. The court has blocked Trump once again, forcing migrants to wait in Mexico that want to come into our country, because once they get over here, you know what happens? The controllers let them go, whether they have diseases or whatever. And of course, you know, you've got the human traffic issue. Many politicians in this country benefit from that, whether it's in for their own pleasure or selling of people and things like that. Really evil situation we've got going on. And the Trumpster and others like Jim Jordan and others are standing against this evil. But slowly but surely, despite this little phantom called the coronavirus, which is going to boomerang on those who sicked it on us, it's not going to work. They're going to fail in their effort. I can promise you that, because their foundation is built on faulty matter. Just like the communists, everywhere they go, they implode. Other issues. Biden is still talking about picking up Mike Obama as vice president. Kudlow, coronavirus treatments on the fast track. You know, Israel is on the cusp of bringing forth a solution to that problem. You know, I'm not really that concerned about it, because I know that there are solutions, both natural and otherwise, that are right around the corner, and we're going to be just fine. And America is still going to fulfill her purpose as the light of the world amongst nations. The left cannot have their way at this time. Not going to happen. But we've got lots of other issues to discuss. We'll be returning in just a few minutes with our special guest, Tim Tapp. And you remember to stay right there. You are listening to the Ron Edwards American Experience. I'm Ron Edwards, and I'll be right back.
Ron Edwards, the new voice of America.
Enjoying a cup of tea and listening to the Ron Edwards Experience? It doesn't get any better than that.
It sure doesn't. In fact, I've got my cup of tea. Right now I'm drinking delicious green tea. Very good stuff for you. And in fact, I am utilizing, pretty soon we're going to be using a camera too, and you can see this beautiful mug that I'm drinking out of. Oh, it's one of the most beautiful mugs ever created. It's the Ron Edwards mug, and it's got a wonderful scripture on it. It's beautiful stuff. And in fact, if you go to my website, theronedwards.com, you can see that mug, and they're available. That's right. And there's some other things that are available, too, in the Ron Edwards store. And that's ronedwards.com. And also, this show is emanating from our flagship station, the wonderful, the beautiful studios of AM 1180. That's KCKQ in beautiful Reno, Nevada. Also, you'll be hearing this show in rebroadcast on several stations around the country throughout the weekend. The most recent acquisition, thanks to my buddy Tim Tapp, is WCET in wonderful Columbia, South Carolina. And you'll be able to listen to this and rebroadcast at 7 p.m. Eastern. And the folks in Columbia, they're going to really need to hear this show, because right now, Bernie Sanders this afternoon has been holding a rally there. So the city's going to have to be cleansed. And so if you know folks in Columbia, make sure, you know, contact them and say, hey, look, you can get cleansed by just tuning into Ron Edwards on WCET. That's FM 101.7 in Columbia, South Carolina this evening, after that city has been putrefied by the presence of Bernie Sanders. Well, speaking of Bernie Sanders, the corrupt dopey deli man is running around saying that he could,
I could condemn him, but I really can't. You know why? Because he's honest.
At least he's honest. I disagree with everything he says, but he's honest. Unlike his contemporaries in the Democrat Party. They're all saying, oh no, we can't have Bernie. He's too extreme. Oh, hark. No, he's not. Not for the Democrat Party, because they all believe philosophically in the same doggone thing. You mean to tell me, you go back to Lyndon Johnson, you go all the way back to Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and read what that man wanted to do to America. That man, I tell you. I mean, Democrats, I know people like to say, huh, the party of John Kennedy and FDR, boy, they weren't that bad. Well, John Kennedy was the exception to the rule. And maybe Hubert Humphrey, who meant well, and maybe Patrick Moynihan. But for the most part, for a long time, the Democrats have been socialist pigs. And before that, they were the party of racism, the whole nine yards. So they've never been about true freedom and liberty for Americans. They have been oppressors in different applications throughout their entire existence. I think the only really good thing on a national basis that a Democrat did was Andrew Jackson, who beat back the British who wanted to invade from the southeast. And, you can't say that Franklin Delano Roosevelt did anything good during the Great Depression. He extended it. That Great Depression could have ended in 4 years. But because of the government programs and the way he did them, it extended it for a longer period of time. And the people didn't realize it because many of them were getting these make work jobs. They were not economic based. And then you had these projects built all over, throughout cities, throughout the country. Some were built well, some were not, but these were make work jobs. They weren't based upon the private sector and based upon need and growth and things of that nature. So the Democrat Party has been a bad, bad, bad stain for a long, long time. So don't be fooled by people when they say, oh, these guys are so much worse than the Democrat Party of old. No. You want to go back to the days of KKK? Oh, you can't come to this lunch counter? Bull Connor? I don't think so. At least from my vantage point, I don't think so. So, Tim Tapp, my good friend, hello and thank you for joining me today on the Ron Edwards American Experience, Tim. I got off on a tangent right then, but the Democrat Party will do that to you. Thanks for joining me, and here's, are you there, Tim?
Yeah, yes, sir. I am.
Yeah, you went waiting for a spot to jump in, weren't you? I'm on fire today. But what do you think about this thing about the federal appeals court blocking Trump and from forcing migrants to wait in Mexico? I mean, that's the logical thing to do. They need to wait there. Why should they wait in this country where the liberals or the leftists in our country will just let them go?
Well, I think you're kind of scraping right across the top of it right there, Ron. Clearly, they can't just turn them loose and use them for their plan to create that permanent underclass that they can continue to manipulate to vote for them and keep them in power. If they stay over there, we actually vet them, and we know exactly who is coming into the country. And dare I say that folks actually are in the country legally, then that permanent underclass that they're counting on right now kind of goes away. And I do think it also demonstrates something, as I'm sure you're aware, this past week we had Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor give what has been categorized as a scathing dissent. And at the very surface, you look at that little tiny piece of surface that she uses her excuse, And you think, okay, well, there is a reason why we have the appellate system in place the way it does, and it should require steps. But she never touches on the fact, and this case of this court doing exactly that is why the Trump administration has requested emergency intervention time and time again. These courts are filled with justices that are trying to legislate from the bench. They're activists, mm-hmm. and what they actually want to do is they want to deny this executive branch its duly constitutional power, and as a result, the administration's gotten tired of wasting the time, wasting the effort, and not being able to protect the American people and do the work that the chief executive has the power to do. So this is just one more example of why Sonia Sotomayor's argument is not only invalid, but is just another moot point to prove that she's a sore loser.
Well said, sir. Well said. You know, the opponents say that it has exposed asylum seekers to extreme danger in violent Mexico border cities while they wait for the United States. Well, guess what? They can avoid those cities by not showing up in those cities, especially if they were to know. They know those people that are there now were informed that they would be detained at the border. So that's on them. And I'm going to tell you something, Tim. I think that as a sovereign American and as America being a sovereign nation, just like any other nation, like Japan, just like Switzerland, Singapore, and I name those nations in particular because those nations don't play. Israel too. They don't play. You try to come across their border illegally, and if you are not a desired person, you don't get in. If you're not coming in to be a part of their society, to build their society, which means also building yourself, you're not allowed in. And in Switzerland, you have to wait a long time before you even are allowed to go for a job. You've got to basically sit and live with your sponsor for, I think, a year or two before you're even allowed to go and secure a job. But in order to get into Switzerland, you have to be able to get a job and be highly qualified to boot. You cannot come in some knuckle dragger just slurping across the border, diseased, mad at the world, MS-13, terrorists sneaking in the crowd. They don't play that stuff. Japan, the same thing. They don't let Muslims into Japan. They don't even let them in. Yet we are supposedly the most powerful nation in the history of the world, the superpower, and yet we do all of this. And sometimes, many times during the Ali Obama administration, I truly questioned because I did not realize anymore whether we were really a superpower anymore because of the things that we allow other nations to push upon us. What say you? We've got about a minute and a half.
All right, well, two things real quick then, and I'll try to make it as brief as possible while I sit here and continue to babble on but not get to my point. Number one, one of the things that you said, one of the primary concerns they have for these asylum seekers being exposed to danger, isn't that the exact reason why we've said for a while we need to have better border security? Isn't that our reason to build the wall? Just asking. Asking for a friend who might be slightly leaning Democratic. And the other thing is, I will acknowledge your point about how certain nations are extremely tight on who they allow in. Mexico used to be one of those countries. Mexico actually still has some of the most draconian laws on the books for people that they catch in their country illegally, but they opened up that door when they started wanting to play the globalist game of flooding America to help promote the Cloward and Piven ideology of dragging us down from within. And it is our own ideas, our own virtues, our own aspirations that are being used against us to tear us down. And that's where we have to be able to be smart and draw the line.
Absolutely. And we will continue to draw the line against and battle against the Cloward Piven strategy to destroy America. The Ron Edwards American Experience returns. And I thank you all for listening in. And you can call in too, by the way, at 844-790-8255. You are listening to the Ron Edwards American Experience.
Every nation throughout the world has its own unique identity and culture, or they're supposed to. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, the United States of America is a constitutionally limited republic. Our Constitution enumerates a number of restraints upon our limited government. The Constitution also instructs officials to protect our republic from enemies, both foreign and domestic. When we elect people to office, they swear to uphold and defend the Constitution. Yet when certain government officials like Nasty Pelosi, Ilhan Omar, Mitt Romney, and others refuse to govern according to the constitutional mandates and good moral standards, I find myself wondering why, oh why, these elected officials prefer to serve the interest of China, illegal border crossers, and even those who march through Dearbornistan, Michigan, in the summertime proclaiming death to America. My fellow Americans, we must reestablish American exceptionalism and maintain our unique American culture, or we will just become another once great nation. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out theronedwards.com for news updates and other great stuff.
Ron Edwards, the new voice of America.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
Hey, it's the Captain, Matt Bruce, and you're listening to the Ron Edwards Experience with Ron Edwards.
Thank you, Captain. And by the way, you can hear me on the Captain's America Third Watch, the Edwards Notebook, Saturday mornings during the 3 o'clock hour. Also, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 5 a.m., right after the news, am I on the Captain's America Third Watch. And, of course, you will hear the Edwards Notebook on the Captain's America Third Watch as well. And moving right along, I am just, you know, Tim, and we are blessed with the presence of talk host extraordinaire Tim Tapp, host of Tim of Tapping into the Truth. And, Tim, before we get lost here, before we really get into the weeds, why don't you tell folks where they can reach you and listen to your great show?
All right. Well, first of all, thanks for the invite. It's always an honor to get to talk to the great audience at KCKQ out in Reno, Nevada, and, of course, worldwide via americamatters.us. It's a case where I ask folks to come in and check out tapintothetruth.com. That's T-A-P-P, intothetruth.com. And from there, you can find pretty much everything you want to do. But we do live shows from the BTR platform. It's blogtalkradio.com. And you can find the show there. And we get rebroadcast on some great stations around the country as well. And you had mentioned me being a catalyst for one of the shows that's fairly recently picked up this program. And I appreciate the props, Ron, but all I did was exchange some contact information. You did that on the quality and merit of your work, sir. And as always, I am honored to just simply be associated.
Oh, man, you know how to butter a guy up. But keep doing it. You're real good at it. oh, man. Yeah, thanks. Thanks a lot, Tim. You're a great guy. But, you know, Uncle Joe Biden has come clean and admitted that he lied numerous times about being arrested in South Africa for trying to meet with an imprisoned Nelson Mandela. You know what? I can't help it. Joe Biden cracks me up. He does. Even when I hear him talk and he's trying to look real serious, and I just, you know, and he just, the guy, his voice, and he just sounds funny and he cracks me up. Biden has claimed on the campaign trail in recent weeks that he was arrested in the 1970s while trying to visit Mandela, the former communist president of South Africa. Biden's campaign clarified the false claim February 25th, saying that the former vice president was referring to being, quote, separated from a congressional delegation. Mm-hmm. How do you respond to that? I mean, it's the Joe Biden clown show. I mean, and yet, what's scary, this massive amount of idiots, these knuckle draggers that like this guy, that want to vote for him, and all those black Americans down there in South Carolina that love his boots, man, they lick them. I mean, what say you about this?
Well, I've seen a similar phenomenon here in Tennessee, where I'm based out of. There's a lot of black Tennesseans that they seem to misremember Joe Biden. And I think part of it might be because they still associate Biden with Barack Hussein, Allahu Akbar Obama at this point, who is still, despite the mainstream Democratic Party now not feeling like Obama was leftist enough, how scary is that thought, but is still very well thought of among black voters in the Democratic Party throughout the South. There's that misremembering of who this guy was. They had this misconception about his record in the Senate. I mean, I think it was almost funny that Joe Biden was one of the few people that acknowledged Bernie Sanders in the most recent debate as having done nothing while he's been in the Senate but sit back and collect a government paycheck. So I guess that's why Bernie is so well liked by a lot of the younger kids, because that's what they want to do with their lives. But it is this case of not remembering the fact that Joe Biden was a mean, arrogant, ornery son of a gun until the death of his first wife, when he clearly had, and this is a matter of a record that a lot of people try to gloss over or completely ignore, but he had a mental break. And at that point, I don't think he ever completely came back from it. And then when you see these stories, these misrememberings, if it's an occasional gaffe, I can buy into it. But Ron, you and I were talking about the expectations of the gaffe machine that is Joe Biden before the campaign even started. And we have talked time and time again about how only because this Democratic field is so weak could a man who's done the things that he's done, from putting hands on people asking him questions, pointing, challenging people to push-ups, calling people lying dog-faced pony soldiers, and the entirety of all these crazy stories, if anybody else was in this field of candidates that was worth voting for, Ron, he would have been out of here a long time ago, because the one thing Joe Biden has done better than anything else in his career, it's lose presidential nomination elections.
That's true. I mean, boy, he's perfected that art. I would love to meet Joe. I mean, just for the comic relief, I probably just start cracking up. And if he were to break out and say, "I challenge you to some push-ups," I would take him up on it. You know, I love to have fun with goofballs like that. I would take them up on. I'd say, "Hey, let's do it. Let's see if we can make it to 70. And then go from there, man. But you know,
pull the crowd together, get the camera phones going, get it up on social media. Absolutely.
Oh man, I'd have a ball with that guy. But you know, the Dow closed down 3,500 points for this week as the coronavirus fears prompt a big sell-off. I'm not that concerned about the stock market falling off like that. We were due for a correction anyway. And I'm looking at it, you know how there's an old saying, an ill wind blows somebody good. An ill wind blows somebody some good in the opposite direction, or something like that. Anyway, I'm thinking that you know that this too shall pass, and there's going to be a lot of stocks that are going to be a lot less expensive, and boom, we're going to be able to jump on those, and I think it's going to be very, very, very good stuff, and it'll be this year. I really believe that, because none of the fundamentals for the building of a great economy have been taken away, none of them. Except maybe unless you include the deficit, but that was not really affecting the economy. And so those fundamentals are still there. We still have the strongest economy in the world. Everyone is falling. They're still below us. And so we are still in an advantageous position. But what the globalist pigs are hoping is that we go into a total collapse, where there'll be a breakdown in the food distribution networks and everything like that. But Tim, this is my feeling about this, that we as a nation should use this the same way we used Barack Hussein, Allahu Obama. Is that right? Is that he was a wake-up call. He was a wake-up call that was a slap across the face of America. This is a manufacturing wake-up call. I said from the beginning that we should have never fed that beast called China anyway. Okay, we should have never fed that dirty beast. We should have left them on in their gray jackets and on bicycles, running around Peking looking for rice. Should have left them alone. They were doing fine. We should have left our manufacturing here. I'd be willing to pay a few more dollars for anything if it were made in America, and because of our laws, products are going to be made pretty well, except maybe for cars sometimes. But for the most part, we do stuff very well. What say you about that?
I absolutely, you're hitting the nail on the head, as is so often the case with you, sir.
Of course.
This really does expose one of the topics. I was really reluctant to even start talking about coronavirus because there was so much we did not know. And I typically don't like to get into well-covered topics until there is something really worth the talking about. As you know, I spend a lot of time talking about the stories that are on the peripheral that have to do with the culture war. It's like, okay, you may have heard a little bit about this, or maybe you haven't. But this is one of those things where I was touching on it on cases like a group of college students who were being investigated for racism because they had an off-campus coronavirus-themed party. And just silly little things like that. And we've seen this overreaction, but it does expose exactly what you're saying, and that is the fact that we have allowed so much of our manufacturing base. The entire global economy right now is literally in dire straits, and it could continue to get worse, but only because they've allowed themselves to become so dependent on the, by Western standards, near slave labor conditions that exist in China. If we really cared as much as we act like we do, if we were really to stand on the principles that we claim so diehard, there'd be a lot more of us that would stop doing business with companies like Nike and companies like Walmart because they've become so dependent on China. I keep thinking if Sam Walton was alive today, he would be strangling every family member he had because the whole claim to fame when Walmart was first built was it was all American goods. And then it wasn't a few weeks after its passing that it suddenly changed to mostly made in the USA. And it's just a down frame from there.
Yeah, that's true. And on that note, you are listening to the Ron Edwards American Experience. I'm Ron Edwards. And I want you to stay right there because we shall be right back.
Hey, y'all. Hey. This is Diamond and Silk. Mm-hmm. Don't you touch that dial.
You better not.
You better come back.
Mm-hmm. Enjoying a cup of tea and listening to the Ron Edwards Experience? It doesn't get any better than that.
It sure doesn't. And thank you for listening to the Ron Edwards Experience, the Ron Edwards American Experience. I just want to thank you guys for that. I want to give a real quick shout out to my friends. They call themselves the Zechariah 2-5 family. They are a great, great organization. These are American prayer warriors, the same great folks that have been praying for this country for years now. And they do it every day, Monday through Friday. And you can go to comeministry.org to find out more about this great, wonderful group led by the great leader. Her name is Denise Edwards, and she does a great job. And this tradition of prayer goes all the way back, when it comes to prayer for our country, goes all the way back to the mother of George Washington. So prayer is a very important part of what's right about America and how we can help restore America to greatness. Thank you guys for what you do. Well, our guest is Tim Tapp, and for the last segment here on the Ron Edwards American Experience. So, Tim, I just want to start things off for this segment. Really great news, and because of what I'm going to tell you, we can rest assured that everything is okay. Our great friend Jackie Chan, the movie guy, he assures fans throughout the world that he's safe from coronavirus, and he's not even under quarantine. So all is well. All is well. So
we can rest assured, Ron, because now good martial arts movies can continue. It's funny to a degree, but given the way the media has been covering this issue, their little switcheroo, especially here in the United States, once they realized they saw the economic potential the damage that could be done. They saw the stock markets, and again, you were kind of talking about the markets a minute ago, so let me kind of reframe and refocus. When you were making that discussion, your points were dead on. Ultimately, the stock market is always reactionary to uncertainty. And you were right, we were overdue for a correction too. So you put those two things together, and you're going to see these drastic moves. But as soon as we had that, we saw the media in this country and globally go from the, okay, we need to watch this to be concerned, to the, oh my gosh, it's the zombie apocalypse coverage. And to the point, I was telling you off air a moment ago, I saw families, entire families at a local Walmart where I'm at, walking around with these respirator air masks on because of their concern. I have seen walking through the beer aisle of the Super Walmart that I was at, I saw the Coors down. I saw the Bud down, almost disappearing. The Corona beer was overstocked because nobody's buying it. This is the extent of the American reaction to this. And it is absolutely terrifying that, number one, Democrats and media want to turn this into a political weapon. It's hard not to make some level of jokes when you see some of these reactions. But at the same time, it is something we should be keeping an eye on. It is something that seems to be extremely contagious. And even though the mortality rate is still very, very low, this is still relatively new virus, at least as far as what we've been able to identify. So now that it is out in the wild, there is one thing that viruses do really well. And again, I don't say this to stoke the panic. I say this to make sure that people can understand. Viruses are really good at mutating and changing. So ultimately, there's a lot of things that that we may know today that may not be true tomorrow. There's still no reason to panic, because at this point, the mortality rate is less than the common cold, and the chances of you getting it are pretty slim. But the panic mode, I thank Jackie Chan for letting his fans know, because it does make me feel better. But I'm afraid it's just more playing into the same, and it makes me wonder if he doesn't have fans asking how he is. You know, is it still that panic-induced issue?
Yeah, a bunch of bull capital S with a hit. You know, when we look back at this and we really do digging in the weeds, we're going to find out that this was not a natural occurring situation, and heads need to roll because of it. You know, the left has gone to Nutsville because Vice President Pence is leading the coronavirus effort. And the left is always talking about tolerance of religion. Well, I guess when they're referring to Islam, but when it comes to Christians, they are so bigoted. They are outraged because, in fact, I saw one of their activists on Fox. Fox has a lot of those kind of people on lately, talking about they shouldn't have Pence heading this up because he's talking about praying. And the witch said, and talking about praying, and she was just outraged, neck going back and forth. And this is just ridiculous. He doesn't believe in science. He just wants to pray and just go on with it. I mean, well, how asinine is that? I mean, if you want to cure diseases, you can look in the book of Leviticus and elsewhere and find out how things can be cured and how you can remain in great health. And science actually proves the existence of God. I'm not going to, go into a long discussion about that, but it does prove the existence of God. Not the other way around. It doesn't take us away from God unless you're in BS science. The leftist, the environmentalist wacko science where they adjust the readings, historic readings of temperatures over the last few decades. They readjust them to prove a point about what they want to talk about today. I mean, you should see what they do, right? The environmentalist wackos, when they talk about global, they call it global warming or whatever the term is now, they will go back and change the data for the past 30 years. And then you have the readings of today, and they will actually jack up the temperatures 3 to 4 degrees warmer than they actually are. And then you have that out there. And so the incurably ignorant masses don't know this stuff. And so they are just out there.
Okay, so it's just a hot mess. What do you say about that, Tim?
Well, again, it is unfortunate we have an entire generation of kids today who have grown up believing that all the information they need to know, they can Google, so they don't have to learn anything. What they don't realize is that Google can constantly be manipulated by those who want you to think the way they want you to think. Going back to your point about this young lady who had an issue with Mike Pence, I don't understand who has ever been harmed by utilizing prayer in conjunction with science. Nobody's saying that Mike Pence isn't going to use science. Mike Pence is just simply reminding people that, hey, you know what? It's a good idea to pray. Now, if you don't believe that, have you ever been hurt by someone praying near you? I'm going to go with a no. Or if you have, it's time to go get an old priest and a young priest because you need an exorcism. But on top of that, the left are still upset that Mike Pence refused to pay for needle sharing when he was governor. That's all this really comes to. Oh, he wouldn't do this, and he's responsible for the spread of HIV because he hates gays. No, it's because the government should not, and I don't care what they say in San Francisco or any other part of California, the government should never be paying for needles so druggies can commit this act of putrefaction to their own bodies. Period.
Yeah, they're enabling.
My taxpayer dollars. Yeah, that's my taxpayer dollars. I get a say in that, and I say no. Thank you, Mike Pence, for doing the responsible, reasonable thing. And that's why they're upset with Mike Pence being chosen.
Absolutely. And I, you know, and see, this is why we have to just slam back with the truth. Slam back. That's why I like President Trump so much, because he slams back. He doesn't take it. He doesn't say everything the way everyone says he should say it all the time. But yet he has been more effective saying things the way he says them, and more effective in doing all the actions that he's been doing without help of Congress, by the way. He's done more than most presidents that actually had the help of Congress. Literally. And so it is, we've got to just say, you know, screw it and push back. As Christians, as Americans, as decent human beings, we have to push back against the darkness and Katie bar the door. And so we're down to about the last 50 seconds, Tim. What do you got to say? I know it's going to be good.
Well, it just goes to this. You talk about Donald Trump and how people don't always like his message. And I sometimes am critical of how he
I know. You and I have gone around about that.
I know. But it just still comes down to this. The one thing that he is very effective at, even when he does that, is that he causes everybody to analyze what he's saying, and that just helps to do the other thing that he's been doing, which is reveal the truth about the folks on the other side. They'd rather destroy this country than to raise it up. They would rather have power than to allow the citizens to have power, and that truth is just constantly being revealed, even when Donald Trump is being that imprecise communicator.
Absolutely.